sing it down, down south. The bitter taste of winter around here leaves, leaves my mouth. The walls are fading and falling, mission church forgotten. The desert brush falls round this dilapidated beauty. Way winds, Big Sur crash, crashing. Hear it other times. Padres fight, flight with sea. Walls of fading and falling. Mission church forgotten. The evening sun falls away. This dilapidated beauty.
Official video as well on YouTube for your song Dilapidated Beauty. What was the inspiration for that one?
You know, that's another song about a road trip. That was a road trip that I took just through the States, down to California and into, you know, driving down the coast. It's really one of these songs that's inspired about driving down the coast through Big Sur and all along the coast and stopping at all the different missions. But really, it's also about something old, being beautiful, you know. And so, you know, I've always been drawn to older things, antiques, old songs, old books, the things that are vintage, and, you know, as many people are. And so this, it celebrates that, celebrates things that are old and falling apart, but still beautiful.
You've toured extensively nationally and internationally and have performed at the Kennedy Center in Washington, as well as at countless festivals at home and abroad. I'm sure for a band that is so known for their live onstage show, it's been a particular challenge having to put that on hold during the course of the pandemic. Tell me about some of the ways you've found to stay creative and continue to bring your music to the people.
Yeah, you know what? It's as has been expressed by many people, and I echo that sentiment. You know, it ground to a halt. You know, kind of very abruptly and suddenly. And myself and many of my colleagues had tours and lined up for the spring and summer and fall and festivals, and, you know, had plans to release records and many other things. And that just came to a very abrupt. And you know, with hopes of like, oh, maybe by the summer we'll get back up. And then it was clear that, you know, summer festivals were going to be canceled. Then in the fall, it got canceled. And at this point in time, there's a lot of uncertainty as to when we will return to our business. So definitely it hurts our industry, and you know, some in our industry won't be able to bounce back from it. But I think that there's some positive things that have come from. I always try to look at the positive things. And one of the silver linings is that myself, our band, the people in our band, and a lot of other people who make a living this way. They've also been offered an opportunity to be at home with family, an unprecedented time to be home with their families, because we're always on tour, we're always on move. So it's been really nice. In my case, the silver lining's been, you know, all this time I've gotten to spend with my kids and with Kalissa at home, and you know, we've planted a garden, which we've tried to do in the past, but failed miserably because we weren't here to tend to it. You know, you need to tend to these things. So I think that that has been one of the silver linings. It's just time at home, time to garden, time to cook, time to spend time with family. And creatively, you know, we all have time to be inspired by different things. We have time to read a book now, which, and find inspiration in those things that will later come out in songs. Or for me, like, one of the things I did during the pandemic is I just thought, well, I'm going to try to get better at guitar. And so I was just basically trying to get better at guitar and going on YouTube and, you know, learning a song, you know, and finding different teachers that could teach you different things, a different style, different songs. So I just tried to level up on my playing. I've also been writing. So we've had the time to be creative. We've had the time to invest in our skill as players. And, you know, and I have no doubt that, you know, a year or two from now, we're going to be hearing a lot of songs and seeing a lot of art that was inspired during this time. And also that came out of this time because we've had the time, or because what's going on has been inspiring to us as artists, you know. So and we've just been spending that time, as I said, doing all that and also doing a lot of streaming. Kalissa and I did like close to 60 live streams. You know, we were doing something every day through our Facebook and Instagram pages and just connecting with our fans. And, you know, I got to say, we got so much feedback from people, our friends and our fan base, that it really meant a lot to them that during the first couple of months of the pandemic and the lockdown, that we were constant in their lives and bringing some positivity and bringing a sense of community to all these people while they were in their homes. So although we couldn't be together, people felt together. So, you know, that's something that I'm really happy about, you know, that we were able to create a sense of community for people and that we gave them something to look forward to every evening when we posted a video. So we've taken a break on that, but we'll get back to that. And so, yeah, I think, you know, we're all doing something during this time. And so it hasn't, yes, it's been a global pandemic and yes, it's bad, but there's been a lot of silver linings that come from it as well.
Where can we find you on the internet to keep track of what you're up to?
On social media, we can be found at, well, I guess we have Twitter as well, but mostly Facebook and Instagram, probably predominantly Facebook. We have found that the demographic that comes to our shows and listens to us are mostly on Facebook as opposed to Instagram, but we're on both, and that's where we post the Slipper Sessions, which is our little home daily sessions that we were doing. And so that's a really good way to connect. Now, however, if you're not on social media, we still have our webpage, paperboys.com, and there's always YouTube stuff that people have posted, but probably the best way to stay in touch with us during the pandemic is through Facebook.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with Locarno's song, Candela. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, Candela is probably one of the first songs I wrote for the Locarno project, if not the first. And lyrically, it's really about karma. And there's an expression of que le den candela, which means, you know, it's like a punishment or if you know, they're going to, and candela literally means light or fire. So they get like, anyway, so it really is about karma, and it's about if you do good, good will come. And if you don't, then you're going to get some candela, you're going to get some fire in a bad way, you know? And so that's really what it's about. Musically, it just has that kind of, almost Manu Chao inspired cumbia / reggae kind of vibe to it, with different Latin instrumentation, with a jarana and the trumpet and trombone and congas and everything. So it's got a bit of everything in that sense.
A unique song and one of my favorites. Tom, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
No, my pleasure.
hasta que le den castigo. Que le den candela, que le den castigo. Que le den candela, que le den castigo. Hay veneno en lo que comemos, veneno en lo que respiramos, veneno en lo que cultivamos y hasta el mar también. Veneno en lo que fumamos, veneno en la tecnología y a los responsables pues les vale más. Que le den candela, que le den castigo. Que le den candela, que le den castigo. Que le den candela, que le den castigo. Candela, que le den castigo. La corrupción en el gobierno y abuso de autoridad y ellos que aprovechan de los pobres. Pero hay esos que luchan por justicia y libertad, defienden la ecología y al animal. Que le den castigo. Que le den candela, que le den castigo. Que le den candela, que le den castigo. Que le den candela, que le den castigo.
Que le den candela, que le den.